What a blessing. Thank you, Danny. Thank you. Good to see you. All of you will be glad I'm using this morning. Enjoy being in God's house together today. Wish you a wonderful way for coming. Wayne's trying to get me leveled out there. About 3 years ago, I shared a message with you, and I shared this message with our church family. Escape from Doubting Castle. And for the months of November and December, I announced last week, a week before last, that I was going to preach on Sunday morning and Sunday night some of the pastor's favorite sermons. The Lord Jesus speaks in my heart, and the Lord is blessed and from time to time. So they were preaching a message on assurance of salvation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, examine yourselves to see whether you need your faith. Every once in a while, it's just a good thing just to have a good check of it spiritually. Just to be able to say, Lord, I'm not taking a life course wonderful responsibility for granted. I want to be sure that I know that I know that I know that I'm a part of the family of God. In John Bunyan's book, Pilgrim's Progress, Christian is captured by the giant of despair and taken to his home in Doubting Castle. Here is locked in the dungeon, scolded and beaten daily. What a picture of our lives many times. I guess there are some people who never had a time of doubt. The truth is, most of us have had those seasons in life, and maybe it's been a long time, maybe you're there now. But I want to give you a biblical basis for leaving here today. Praising God that you know, that you know, that you know, that you're saved, got a home in heaven, you're secure in Christ Jesus, and called to walk in the fullness of his love. 1 John chapter 4, chapter 5, beginning in verse 11, reading down through verse 13. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things that are written to you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. Someone once said that the assurance of our salvation is the basis for several important areas of our Christian journey. The assurance of salvation is the basis for our joy in Jesus. 1 John 1:4. And these things said John, God giving you that your joy may be full. I know many things and brings a source of joy to the heart of a believer, more than the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. So let's sing that old hymn, blessed assurance Jesus is mine. Foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance is the basis for our joy in Christ. And also it's the basis for our hope in Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Our assurance is the basis of our joy. Our assurance is the basis of our hope. Our assurance is the basis of our peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And blessed assurance is the basis for our victory in Christ. I love to carry that old hand, victory in Jesus. And when that comes in part because we have sweet assurance that Jesus is mine. 1 John chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I, John, write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. You both become able to walk. As we look at our study together this morning, I want to think about four keys that God has given. Well, let me first of all, before we do that, let me talk to you for just a moment about the reality. The reality of that. 26 times in 5 chapters, John uses the word know, or gnosko, to remind us of the significance and the importance of us knowing that we know the love of the Lord Jesus. So let's see what we have, as we call the swinging bridge over the river of faith. Preachers has been Jerry Vines through the years.
Yes.
He's been pastor in Mobile, Alabama. Jerry Vines used to say, doubt is a swinging bridge over the river of faith. Jerry said, doubt is the hell. Doubt is hell to the human soul. Doubt is God's alarm clock calling for a spiritual examination. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see whether you believe in your faith. Let me give you 2 or 3 reasons. There are 4 fundamental basic reasons why many people doubt their salvation. Physical reasons. We often joke about what it means to get older and your joints begin to hurt and your voice begins to change. And by the way, I'm seeing an ENT. They're working on that. We're going to get it fixed up here pretty quick. But anyway, I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine, just this week. He was talking about the difficulties of aging and how our bodies begin to break down a little bit here and there. And if you're not careful, then Satan will find a prime opportunity when you're feeding your voice and attack you in the area of your swing shirts and try to make you think that you're not a child of God. Job said, when the Lord slayed me, still will I trust him. Job had suffered so great physical suffering, and never let him move away from his bedrock faith. Then there are emotional reasons for doubting. And you know that when all of us are subject to depression, to discouragement, we're all subject to having doubt in the eyes. I remember a seminary professor once said, gentlemen, you're going to go out there and you're going to pastor churches or serve in other ministry positions. You're going to get up one morning somewhere for some unknown reason, unexplainable reason. It's going to feel like a cloudy day in your soul. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be defeated. And they will, if you're not there, they will use that to try to get his hooks in you and cause you to doubt your salvation. Physical reasons for doubting, emotional reasons for doubting. There are theological reasons for doubting. Many people I know love his Lord, and I believe on probably on the way to heaven, most likely are, who believe you can be saved today and lost tomorrow, saved today and lost tomorrow. Well, folks, I want to tell you, the Bible says if you're saved, we get eternal life in Christ. So eternal life now in Christ is a foreshadowing of things to come. When you're genuinely saved, you're saved forever. Amen. And you're secure in the blessed, precious blood of God. Sometimes there are spiritual reasons why we struggle with assurance. That is, if we are too much in touch with this world, we're carnal, allowing the world to be our standard of activity, allowing the world to be our standard of ethics and convictions, we place ourselves in a vulnerable position to doubt our salvation. Sometimes the further you walk from the Lord, the harder it is to discover the blessings of the Lord. Just as in the book, John the Baptist's book of Proverbs, where Christians are captured by the giant of despair, he was taken home to his home in Doubting Castle, where there were Christians locked in the dungeon, scolded and beaten daily. The day came, Christian had been beaten and scolded and tricked. tested by Satan himself. He realized he had a key in his pocket. He realized, interestingly enough, that the key had locked the door to Dowling Castle. In our text this morning, our passage this morning, God has given us at least four reasons for us family to know that we're saved. And this is where I want us to park for just a moment. Talking about blessed assurance and escaping Dowling Castle. God has given us the keys to open the locked door. You don't have to go away from here down. You don't have to go away, I'm not sure. You say, I know, and I know, and I know. One of the greatest sermons I ever heard of blessed assurance by Dr. Gray Allison, who found a new here at the seminary, is at a Bible conference. Northern Baptist Church, Northern Alabama. He preached a great message on blessed assurance. He said, sweet assurance is God's amen to our hearts to let him know that we're saved and we're children and living on. What are all these keys for assurance? Let me give it to you briefly. First of all, John 3. Most people know the story of Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night. He said, Lord, what must I do that I can have eternal life? Jesus said, Nicodemus, marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. That which is flesh is flesh, that which is spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. In other words, you know you're saved, there's going to be a time in your life. You may not remember every detail, depending on how old you were. But you ought to be able to go back to a time in your life where you realize that you were a sinner. You realize Christ died for you on Calvary's cross. There ought to be a place where you can go back where there. It's where the best you can have is a child. Jesus said, except you come as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. But as a little child, you come ugly, you come broken, you come just as you are. I remember that day in my life. I hope that you do too. Thank God for your birth. And if you've never been saved, it's still going to heaven. It's not a matter of just giving up your bad habits and just going to church sometimes and just being moral and decent. It's a relationship with God through Christ Jesus, His Son. That's why Jesus said, except you be born again, you can enter the kingdom of heaven. You can know you're saved, you've been born from above. I can't explain it all, but thank God I've started to experience it. Thank God I know that I know that I know because I was there when it happened. And any birth is one of the great keys God gives us to open the door of doubt. There's an awesome key in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Our transformed life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That doesn't mean you're right. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you're not going to mess up some. But your life ought to be different. Your life will be different if your faith is a genuine faith in the loving Lord Jesus. Talking about the keys that unlock the door to Dowling Castle. The key of the new birth, the key of a transformed life. Key of the Word of God. I love John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Notice this present tense, hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Romans 10, one of my favorite passages, verses 9 through 13. Listen carefully. Talking about the Word of God being God's key to unlocking the door of assurance. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whoso shall believe in him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, single and all. Is rich and all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. The key of the blessed word of God unlocks the door of doubt and sets the prisoner free. The key of the new birth, the key of transformed life, the key infallible word of God, the key of the witness of the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Dr. Beaver Allison said, it's an assurance of God's amen to the human soul. God's amen in the heart of believers. Hereby know we do dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And in Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness our spirit. We are children. This morning is a practical application of what we just talked about. What are we talking about? Some of you escape Doubting Castle. You can escape Doubting Castle. God has given you the key to unlock every door. You can be released. You don't have to leave your doubting. You don't have to leave your wondering. You can settle it from now. Set it for time and set it for eternity. Thank God that I know, him, and you can too. Question. A good question to ask anybody if you're talking to them about the Lord. Do you know for certain that if you die today, you're never home in heaven? Not because of your moral works, not because of your religion, not because of your theology, because you have encountered the living Lord, you've been touched and changed from the process of being changed. Saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know if you die today, you're home in heaven. Another question is, if God were to say to you today, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? When we gather here, or gather anywhere on Sundays, or wherever we gather, we gather together to do the most important business in the world, to deal with men's relationship and women's relationship with God. Nothing's more important than to know that you know that you know that if you died today, you'd have all in heaven. Nothing's more essential than to have a right relationship with God. And this closing thought, you can be saved right here if you don't know that you're saved. You can get to a sweet assurance, and also to have a relationship with the Lord. If you'll call upon Him, confessing to the Lord, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died for me on Calvary's cross, and I can receive him by faith as my Lord and Savior. There's a simple verse in Romans 10. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what, church?
Saved.
Shall be saved. Do you know that today, if you died today, you're at home, heaven? You can escape doubting, yes. Let's bow our hearts to you, shall we?